Hey peeps, it's me again. It's another podcast on deck. And it's the new year, of course. And this time, I just want to let you know something. This is an update video or a screen or a audio recording of a update for just for generalization. Just to remind you that this is basically a video, a podcast compilation of probably a last year podcast that I wasn't able to finish, and a this year, which is the new year podcast that I'm starting within the new year, but it's just kind of rolled over because, you know, I was dealing with a cold and stuff as of late, and it got me sick. And so for those reasons, I have to inform you, this is video is going to probably say the December 13th of last year, but it's definitely half of that, and this year's too. So just keep that in mind. When you listen to this podcast, you're listening to both a last year and a this year podcast. So yeah, it was because of being sick. It kind of like threw me back. Right now I'm dealing with some hip pains, back pain sort of right now. So yeah, still in pain, not sick anymore, but just in fucking pain. But as so far as we're all concerned, I'm not in a bad place like that anymore. But yeah, I just want to remind you, that's all I have to say for this update on this tidbits. So remind you peeps that in case you're wondering what's going on with the podcast here, if it seems kind of off or it doesn't make any sense why I'm posting it now versus last month, which was basically last year on the 13th, I have to inform you that's why. So yeah. I'm not going to be sugarcoating it, but it's just because, like I said, I intended to make a fuller podcast last month, but like I said, I was sick, and I was feeling a little bit bad that I didn't post another podcast, just in case anyone was wanting to listen. It was just, I couldn't because of those 2 months back in November, December, back to back. It was just cold after another, and yeah, it's got to the point that I wasn't even able to even reach to that, which sucks, and it's really sad. But anyways, peeps, thank you for listening. As always, this is Rosie Says, and I'll see you on the next upcoming podcast. And of course, it's a new year for some, but for me, we all know the new year's gonna start until spring, so I guess happy winter season, and for everybody, happy new year's. For me, I'll say that when spring comes over. See you next time, peeps. Hey, peeps. It's me again, Rosie here from Rosie Says. I just want to talk about this thing I keep seeing a lot. It's been the usual song and dance when it comes to, younger adults versus older adults here in America. And, you know, all I could say, it seems like the disconnect is still, you know, it's just, it hasn't really changed. And I could tell you this, for every time I go on TikTok, it's always the same thing. Every time we younger adult groups that are from our 30s and younger keep telling the 40 plus older generation that we can't have, the things that you had in your previous 30 to 20 year generation, because we've been always saying, as a broken record, we've been priced out. And we don't live in a generation where we don't make that kind of money like you used to do. And I think some of these people are very out of touch to the point they even forgot that some of us, you know, like, remember I was talking about in my podcast that I made already, you know, this week, which was basically yesterday, about the low birth rate that they complain about. And then they forget why some of us can't even be having kids, because like I just wrote just now, and I'm going to add to this, which is basically what I said. Because, you know, the boomers and Gen Xers in general do this, of course, when I say bitch about, meaning the complaining and asking, of course, about the low birth rate in question. And when I say this like this, I'm really talking about the things that they did, which set us up in our future currently, which is right now. And they failed to forget and refused to remember that they played a part in this too, which is some of us came out of the same broken homes with broken hearts and broken mindsets for some of us to not even bother with the idea of having to raise kids, to have even, you know, comfortable marriages, the even idea to even have anything tangible to even hold on to because of what they instituted to us when we were younger. And so this is why I say it's mostly the Gen Xers and Boomers' fault for raising us the way they did. Even though they might say it's not our fault, hard times, whatever, blah, blah, everyone has it. No. Even everyone has hard times. But you have to be responsible. And you have to recognize that responsibility, which is something they fail to do. Which I've noticed in their attitudes. Sometimes when they, you know, pop in and out, sometimes on TikTok. And that's the problem I have when I see in the videos that, you know, do responses to all the people who are around my age or younger who are just trying to tell them straight up. You guys are part of the reason why we can't afford how we live the way you used to live anymore. And the fact that some of us are just not mentally capable to raise the next generation because you guys, you know, did a number to our mental, you know, health, which caused us not to be very good, you know, probably in our social skills or in our day-to-day relations and whatever. And it really did a number to us that it would make it hard for us to want to birth the next generation with that kind of thing creeping back in and out all the time because you failed us as parents and you didn't raise us properly or correctly. And another thing, I'm going to say it straight up. I don't see the problem with people going to coffee shops, spending money on pets and things they can't afford, or even something like avocado toast, because for one, avocado toast and coffee is two things. Food. Okay? They are food. Pets, I think, might be the only issue here, because some places like apartments don't require, you know, pet issue laws, and then some places do. So this is like, you know, negotiable or not negotiable. And that just depending on where they live. And that's the problem in that situation. And in the other one, peeps, here's the other one. What we actually can afford. Well, if it's clothes, yes, there's nothing wrong with spending money on clothes. You need it. Sometimes you have wear and tear for open common use. Yeah, I think it's okay to spend money on things you can't afford. If it's clothes, it's fine. If it's furnishing, that's fine too. Maybe don't spend maybe on the latest technology, like the newest cell phone. Okay, I can say they're right there. Unless your phone is dying or your tablet or laptop and you use it for work or just in general or for your personal use. Yeah, that's okay not to waste money on that kind of stupid stuff. You know. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be real with you peeps. There is nothing wrong what we are spending versus what that generation of boomers and Gen Xers has spent on their own crap, which some of them are part of the same crowd of idiots that would probably spend money on an unnecessary home, like a summer home that you don't live in, which I was thinking about this earlier when I was in the bathroom, and I said to myself, you know, they complain about us spending on money on a toast, which is food, which is edible, and it's consumption for consumption purposes, yet they don't complain about themselves wasting money on a summer home they're never gonna fucking live in for the duration of time they're gonna be there for, like, less than a month or two, and they're just gonna be there for several months possibly, or like few to like a couple, and not even be there prolonging after that. So I don't understand what's the point in bitching about us wasting money on toast and coffee if that's gonna be the case. And then also I said to myself, you know what, I don't even know why they bother in general, because they're no better than us wasting money on what we bother to waste on. Now, when it comes to a thing like a game system, unless your job is to be a streamer and a gamer and that is your actual occupation, it makes sense to spend money on that kind of stuff because you will need it. But if you're not someone who is making money, like I told my mom a few months ago, if not the earlier of late last year, I said this to her about my sister's husband, which is my sister Liz, who's married, of course, that's when I say that. I said, unless he's a real gamer, and unless he is being paid to do that kind of stuff, ordinarily, that's okay for him to play, you know, video games all day if that's his job. Unless he is being paid. Otherwise, there's no excuse for him to not work a regular job and just be cool with it, you know? Other than that, yeah, I would have to agree with her on that one. It just makes more sense if his income is reflective, you know, of that. And that's something that, you know, that would make more fucking sense to me. And this is why I'm saying this, people. Now, you've got people like, you know, random ass Gen Xers and boomer people basically bitching about us doing what they were probably doing anyways before they got to their old geriatric ages, their old fossil years. They're in their fossil years right now, people. So that's what I'm saying. So while they're fossiling along, getting basically crystallized, petrified in their old age, basically being riggedy and whatever, and bitching about what we're not doing, lack thereof, what they don't realize is that they're benefiting in their so-called golden age years right now as we speak, while they're basically voting in stupid stuff that's mostly against us, the people that they helped birth into this world. And they don't realize is why we're suffering currently because of what they did in their voting and what they did, and also not considering why they did it in the fucking first place. So I'm going to say, ladies, peeps, you're not wrong for spending a little on the avocados. Go ahead and do it. But I'm going to say this to you. Maybe just keep your, like, coffee, dining, and then avocado toast eating to home rather than from your favorite bakery or cafe or coffee shop, if you will. Look, last year, you know, and the year before that, I hardly spent much at the restaurants. Because remember I told you I lost my job and whatever? Because I quit and stuff? Guess what I did? I mostly focused on spending mostly on my budget of mostly buying what? Things that I needed in the house. Like this light up, which I bought this year, by the way. This light up fucking briefcase. Which is my official briefcase, by the way. It's an office kind of briefcase you can carry around. And that's something I make use of because I use it when I'm in the dark places. And I mostly bought it because I know sometimes during the summer it got hot. And so I put money towards buying a briefcase that lights up and doesn't use much lights. And also could be put anywhere in the house that if you don't have an own home office or desk, this is the perfect thing to have with you. And you can have your own little mini office and have your little organization and all that kind of shit. And it's pretty cool. So the worky thingy did work for me. Now, I can't say that for everybody else who doesn't work from home, so that might be a different story. But my point is, what I'm trying to say, peeps, is this. We're not spending on stupid stuff that we're not making use of. Like that girl was saying in the last TikTok video, this Asian-looking Hispanic girl, and then the white girl before her saying, people are complaining about, you know, the boomer generation people, the old fossil folks. Basically, what I'm trying to say, the fossils that bitch about the birth rate for no fucking reason. Okay, like I said, you're not doing anything wrong spending on food because that is food. At the end of the day, avocado toast is food. That's for consumption. Coffee is too. Consumption, it's just you're drinking it. Pets? I can only say that's the only thing I could tell you. Probably we're mostly wasting our time. But for someone like my sister Liz and her husband, they don't really have the mental health capacity to be raising a child, mentally speaking. So it's okay to have a pet as an alternative, even if it's not an actual child, because a child is more, you know, demanding and very tiresome. So it makes a lot of sense not to have a freaking child if it's costly more than a pet. which I don't really know. On the average per salary for a regular American in this country, how much an animal is versus a child. But it seems like since people seem to have more money for pets, it from what I think, it looks like to me, according to me, it seems like it's the latter. It might be more affordable to be a pet owner than to be a parent, or even a new parent. Because I heard that buying a new car is how much they pay for the first time a woman has to pay for her labor for a hospital bill when she gives birth at a hospital somewhere. And I have to say it because some of us can't all be eligible for medical or Medi-Cal or something, that's what they call it. That thing only is eligible for low-income families. See, what they don't tell people is that that's what's only who applies is people who are basically broke, poor, or low-income that could be in Medi-Cal. And that's why you're probably able to easily birth. But someone who's a straight-up American who makes a sizable income as a income of, like, between low-income and middle-income class, you probably would not be eligible for it. And then you're in the hole for whatever amount of money you owe the hospital for birthing at that location. So this is why low birth rate. So that's why it's not going to happen. And also my little sister's case, it's not even good for her anyways, since my sister don't even like kids like that. Like, she appreciates my half siblings and her little younger nephews and nieces, but she's not going to make a thing out of it anyways. And I agree. And right now, during this bad economy that we're in, why the hell would you even want to bring children in? It's just disrespectful and disgraceful at this point. And also, with the rise of Gen Z adults, I still call them kids, by the way, you know, because I have teenager Gen Z siblings that are half siblings, and I call them Gen Z kids. So guess what? That's what you are. So those people, the Gen Z adults, the older Gen Z adults, they're becoming teachers and all this stuff. And some of them are talking about on TikTok how disrespectful some of these kids are, accusing some of my generation of millennials of soft parenting. And part of the reason why I'm saying some of us shouldn't even be parents because of this whole, you know, broken homes, broken hearts, broken mindsets thing that was instilled by the same people who are called boomers and Gen Xers that won't take responsibility for and how they raised us, is getting us to raise even our future generation improperly. So I'm telling you straight up. Yeah, it's actually okay that we have a low birth rate, because it seems like we can't get a handle on the situation anyhow. Because some of us need therapy before becoming parents, it seems like. And another thing, like I said, for us, it is an issue of affordability versus eligibility, okay? And like I said, we are not eligible like our boomer Gen Xer adults, because they had a better life than we did. And they came in the right time to birth us, and that was probably it. And then now we're here as adults ourselves, and it's almost like we got the tail end, the short end of the stick. We basically got the crumbs of the already completed meal that someone already finished off for us, which was them. And so that's what I'm saying. We are not going to be birthing anybody because we're too fucked up in the head, as far as I'm concerned. Like, we're too messed up and we're not probably mentally capable. And it has nothing to do with maturity or immaturity. It's just that the way we were raised, it was just too hardcore. And to the point that for us, it just basically got us to the point is making us doing this weird thingy that you're seeing now, the phenomenon of soft parenting, which is precisely why I'm saying this is my point, is why I'm saying this, because of this whole low birth rate thingy. Yeah, it's just it did a number to us mentally. So now it's like some of us are refusing to have kids, or if we do have kids, we're not putting, you know, we're not being more strict or stern or firm. We're just being too playful and too lighthearted in our parenting, because we think if we're kinder to our children, it's going to somehow ease the pain for ourselves or something. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's just most of us need to be just pet owners, or at least just get a bunch of therapy and just call it a night. But I'm just being real, people. Yeah. I'm being real peeps. So that's what I'm saying. Us younger adults versus older adults here in the U.S., you know, as long as this keeps being an issue, I'm just going to say it straight up, guys. The way things are, it just something needs to, like, something has to give. I feel like the lack of God in some of our faith might be possible to this. Some of it being on the parents' end. Some of us being ourselves in the end. But in the end, people, I'm going to say it like this straight up. Most of us shouldn't be parents anyways. And then also, you should never feel bad if you're buying avocado toast, because like I said, it's food. Coffee, drinkable, edible, whatever, if it's a solid or a liquid or whatever, as long as you make consumption out of it, hey, you know what? You're not wasting no money. And like I said, the only thing we're doing wrong as millennials and Gen Z adults, the older ones I'm talking about, even though I still call them kids still, pets, depending on where you live, if it's non-negotiable or negotiable, it's going to be basically as is. We're going to have pets regardless, because like I said, some of us shouldn't even be parents anyways. And then whatever we can afford, like I was mentioning earlier, unless we're like a, you know, a person who really needs something, I think it's most likely going to be clothes, toiletry items, things that we need for like online jobs, such as if someone's a gamer and they're a streamer that gets paid and that's their job and shit. Yeah, as long as it's just for your work, it's fine. Other than that, it's like that one girl was saying the second to last video that I was watching, like all we can afford eat are those things I just mentioned. The toast, the coffee, and like the other girl, the non white girl was saying, you know, the non one, the Hispanic looking Asian one was saying, was if we buy stuff that makes us happy, yeah, it makes total sense, because that's all we can afford. Because like I said, we can't, like she was saying herself already, you can't buy a house because it's too pricey for us. And also on top of that, most of these people who are complaining about these boomers and Gen Xers are the problem, because voting, you know, abuse, I believe that's what they should call it. To me, it's like a voting abuse, and voting against themselves, interest. And on top of that, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like that, okay? They're voting against themselves, they're voting against us, the interest, which would be us. And they're making voting abuse, and this is what caused us to not be able to afford anything because of all the laws that were coming in, and that we're now dealing with the latter effect. And like I said, peeps, I'm actually writing this right now in notes, so that's why if you're hearing like a paper terror stuff, it's because that's what I'm doing. Okay, so like I said, it's mostly the boomers and Gen Xers' fault for doing this, because they didn't realize they helped contribute to the world we're living in today. So if they're mad, they're not seeing any grandkids arriving to this world. They're mad if we're just buying stuff that they pretty much were probably doing themselves anyways, which makes no sense. The hypocrisy is obvious from their part. And then the fact that they're complaining about people that they want us to help bring into the world, which when they brought us into the world, they didn't exactly bring us with open, loving arms themselves either. And we're okay with that kind of mental, if not physical, type of abuse. And on top of that, which I've been seeing a bunch of other videos lately, so a bunch of older Gen Z adults and millennials in general saying how parents were just very disrespectful, out of pocket, out of hand, and were just the contributing factors why some of us are not going to even be having kids in the nearest future whatsoever. So, until then, peeps, like I said, they can complain all they want. They can bitch all they want. They can ask all they want why we're not doing certain stuff. They need to look in the mirror and have a long, tall class to shut the fucking fuck up. Because, unfortunately, they don't want to admit they're the ones who help create the society that we are in. Okay, peeps? You're not wrong, like I said. What the young girl, the white girl, was saying, because she's probably one of those Gen Z adult kids I'm talking about. Avocado toast is food. Coffee is food. Whether it's made into a candy, ice cream, doesn't matter. It's food. You are eating it. Pets? Okay, depending on where you live, it will be negotiable or non-negotiable. And I'm telling you, that's really how it usually works. Most apartments, most neighborhoods allow pets. And some of the people who have it have that instead of having a child, which I agree. Nothing wrong with that. And the last thing when I say this, what we actually can afford, depending on what item it is, like I said, if we can afford it, and I think I can say this for majority of us, including myself, it would be things like, you know, office supplies, in my case, clothes, toiletry items, things that make me smile, which is like, what, food? It makes me happy. I like eating it. It's yummy. So yeah, like I said, it's not wrong because you need it to survive. Chargers, because you might need to go out for a walk in case you need a breather. If you're doing online jobs, yeah, that's why you're probably buying it. And even if you're playing a game on the tablet like myself, you're also buying it too. In fact, like I said, last month for my mom's birthday and my own birthday, I got us both, you know, that magnetic speaker because we both do use, you know, speakers, but I just wanted a smaller one because my bigger one was just too clunky and I just couldn't, you know, take it around. So I spent like, what, $26 on a miniature speaker, and the sound is just phenomenal and it makes me happy. I have less stress, and also I don't see what the problem is because I'm making use of it. And sometimes I like to listen to other people's stuff. Sometimes I like to listen to biblical, like, commentary. Sometimes I like to listen to people's perspective on the Bible, history, and stuff like that. Or I'm watching some other people play the game I'm playing so I can understand the game better. But other than that, I'm not doing any harm. And that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's drugs or any alcohol or stuff. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure where this complaint about why the way we're spending money has to be like bad or illegal or something. And like some of them people say, what could you save? I mean, you could put everything in a savings account and it could not even be secure because now we have hackers. And people who are hacking have a tendency to steal from bank accounts. So I think to myself, why are you guys worried about that? And like I said, and like they were saying, some of these Gen Z adult kid girls that were talking, they were saying that they can't even afford a new car, a new home, and even if they do give birth to a child, it's expensive as a new car, the hospital bill. So yeah, it's simply out of the question to be bitching about low birth rates, if not complaining about how they're spending and why they're spending, because that's none of your fucking business. As long as it's not your money, that's what I'm going to say this to you boomers and Gen X, old farts, okay? You old farts, you fossils, need to fuck off. Understand yourselves, and just remember, that's not your problem if we're not birthing enough. As long as it's not your fucking money, you did your job as a parent, but you fucked it up. And last but not least, shut the fuck up. And honestly, I'm getting tired of older farts who refuse to listen to us younger adults who are just trying to make some sense here, and you guys are not making no sense of it because you guys have lost your sense of grain and thought and mind, if not spirit, in the freaking process. And honestly, it's stupid. You guys need to get off your asses and leave us alone and just move on and focus on your own golden years and not trying to screw everyone else over while voting irresponsibly like you've been doing for the last 40 to 30 to 50, even 60 plus fucking years. And what you guys have to show for is bitching and complaining and asking dumb questions to the people you brought forth into this freaking planet. And you can't even fucking apologize because you're fucking too proud to fucking do it. In the end, peeps, What you should be thinking about is righting the wrongs and reversing what you have done. If you're so worried about child low birth rate, here's my advice to you on that. And I got something for you idiots. How about adopt all the kids that are in group homes and foster care right now, spend time with these kids, and help raise that generation correctly and raise them better than what you've left behind with the rest of us. And my other thought on this, here's the other one. And stop voting against us, which is your interest, by the way, and yourselves, which is also part of your interest, by the way. And stop abusing your voting right to vote irresponsibly and setting a precedent where you're making it so hard for people to even live the way we're currently living right now. I'm just saying. This is all preventable. You guys just didn't think about that because you guys were thinking about yourselves during a time when you guys were able to vote. Before all this mayhem, all this weird shit, all this nonsense happened. And now you guys are having this kind of mindset of like a buyer's logic remorse. I don't think so. You guys need to shut up and think about what you old farts have done. And then why don't you just go get petrified and go fossil somewhere else and just basically grow old and mold somewhere else where no one can see you. Okay? It's getting to the point it's annoying hearing a bunch of old farts complain about stuff that they pretty much helped create in the fucking first place. It's like spilling milk and you don't want to even clean up because you're the idiot who spilled it. Okay? So fucking do something about it and clean it up. Okay? And my advice to the other people who are my generation, who are around my age group, who are millennials and Gen Z adults, besides all the Gen Z kids probably listening to this podcast, like I said, you shouldn't be penalized for eating avocado toast because remember, it's food. Coffee, food. Pets, it depends where you live. But other than that, shouldn't be penalized for it because if it's good for your mental health, then okay, you should have one. But just have one, not more than one, if unless you can handle two. But like I said, just one should be enough. And three, whatever you're spending on, as long as it's not narcotics, drugs, or gambling addictions and stuff, or smoking, or anything weird like that, it should be fine. Now, when it comes to gaming, and like what I'm doing right now, just do it like a monthly kind of thingy, and just like with every budget you do, you just kind of round up whatever, you know, like, you know what you do when you have, you know, coffee change, like money, that's around like $5, for example, and like you have a game like, for example, Genshin Impact, where you can pay $5 a month for like the Welkin Moon thingy, you get every day 90 Primo Gems, which is Primordial Gems, by the way. And you could pay that every month. And that's basically coffee change. Chub change. Change you could buy for like one fucking soda and a bag of chips. Well, when we used to do that before it got expensive. But my point is, you could do that. If that was to make you happy, then that should be okay. That shouldn't be a problem. That, to me, I encourage that for you. Because if that's what helps with your mental health, then it's nothing wrong. It becomes a problem like what Dorian from Doro, the guy who calls himself Doro 44 from the Twitch stream / YouTube streams and sometimes TikTok and Instagram. He's right when he said it can become like a gambling addiction. So yeah, you want to be aware of that. But other than that, yeah. If it makes you happy, people, like I'm telling you right now, it's your money. It's your life. Do with what you want to will. But like I said, if you, some of you are needing like a spiritual kind of reaction or a calling out or like a reach out to, yeah, then you should probably, you know, pray, ask God for some guidance. Obviously, the parents can't do it since our parents failed us. So not them. Don't ask anymore because they're just going to fail us some more. So maybe not them. Forget those people for the time being. And yeah, if you could just do that, that might actually help a lot of us in some of these cases and actually would make us more happier as people. Other than that, I can tell you honestly, people, spending money on avocado toast, coffee, I don't see the problem. Pets, not much. It's just depending on who is your landlord, or what place you live under. And just wherever you live, that's what I wrote, depends. That's only what's going to ultimately, you're allowed to. And because, like I say it like that, and if you're mostly a car owner, it's probably better if you do have a pet versus someone who relies on public transportation. And you're not someone with, like, a disability of any kind that would require an emotional carry-on type of pet. Unless you get that permission. But otherwise, yeah. That's why I say that. And then, like I said, whatever you spend money on people, that is your money. You worked hard for it for the last 10 years. 15 for some of us. 20 for some of us now. I can say that now because some of us millennials are reaching the age of 40 now. So I can say that almost, actually. So, like I said, if you've been working and you've been saving up, that is your money and that is your right to spend whatever money you earn. Because that is not right to be judged for it. In the end, if it makes you happy, you have a short life. So make yourself happy. If that makes you happy, I say you have my blessing. And you have God's blessing too on top of that anyways. Because you're harming nobody. In the end, as long as it's safe for you and it's safe for everyone else around you, it should be fine. Anyways, peeps, I'd like to ramble more. But I thought this was something we should talk about because it's important how hypocritical some of these old adults from the boomer and Xer generation have become. And I have to tell you this, I don't like hearing that. I think it's really weird and out of touch of them to be just hypocritical when they probably were doing the same exact thing we're doing right now, but in a previous generation, but they were never either clowned for it, or if they were, they won't fucking admit it. Because, you know, they won't. Anyways, peeps, like I said, thank you for listening. This is Rosie Says, and I'll see you on the next podcast.
Hey, peeps, it's me again, back again with another podcast on deck. And this time, I just have to say about what people are saying these days about the whole, well, it's the so-called Age of Aquarius and how it's now the year of truth and reveal and all this weird stuff. And I want to just remind you guys, because I think this is so convoluted to say, but why did it have to take 2024? In fact, in general, social media. In fact, just because at the time of this invention, why didn't anyone say any of this stuff that we're saying now that was very important back then, all the way till now, after COVID-19 happened, after all this stuff, and after what our society is pretty much crumbling apart, financially speaking, and the fact that it had to take so long for our money to start drying up, people just stewing in so much anger and evil and all this weird stuff. Now we care about revealing of truth and all this stuff. I wonder why it took so long. I always wonder, why did it have to be this way? Because I feel like if we had the invention at the hand, at the time it was invented, why not at the moment when it was already available to us, start then and there? Why did it have to push so long as an afterthought until eventually we confirm ourselves to eventually wanting to do that so-called revealing of truth? We took until basically a time after COVID-19 and after the lockdowns were over and after all the other stuff and then the recession again upon us and then this weird war in Palestine and all this weird stuff. Why does it have to be like that? And wait until this so-called time of Aquarius or something. I just find it very convoluted, you know. I really hate that. And I also really hate the fact that I hate this was the fact that it took me so long to realize that as well. But, you know, I have to say, I'm just so annoyed by it because, you know, I always had this thought since last month, of course. I'm just like wondering, why did it have to take it till now? Like, why? Even though I was dealing with a cold and stuff like that. But, you know, I just think to myself, with the technology we had, if this thing was so important that affected people back then, why it took so long until now, you know? But of course, like everything, you know, with people who go through some bad stuff and suffrage, it's going to be like a toll, emotional toll that might affect them, and it just might just set them back a few centuries or something in their heads, of course. But I just feel like, you know, peeps, at this point, if you just really want to say something, you should just say at the moment that you were given. Because, you know, life on this earth is not promised, and we're not even know how long we're going to live it, and because time is short for most of us anyways, I mean, you might as well just make it a big deal when you have the floor. But anyways, peeps, like I said, I just find it really odd place that people just want to just basically pull back the curtain now to reveal such revelations that should have been revealed, I feel like, before in previous hand. But I feel like people are just still, like, you know, are just, I don't know. This is just what I notice with people after what happened with COVID-19, after the lockdowns shut down, and now that we're back in a recession again, basically, because I believe we are, like, most people have been saying this on TikTok and besides other social media platforms, yeah, we're back in a recession, officially, I believe. Because, I mean, how is it that prices are still high, people still can't find work, and then now you're finding out people are just desperate to the point that they go on dating profiles, to the point that they have to pretend to be a presumed partner only for no one to show up and only for the people to just get some business fucking booming in a restaurant that probably wasn't booming so good because of the fact that they need customers in their damn place. I mean, that's how you know you're in a recession, when you have to do stupid shit like that. But that's my point, you know, peeps. I'm just saying, I just find it very ironic how this is happening. And it's like, how come no one has said anything before? Why is it now of all the times? Why does it have to be now of all the times, you know? I just find it very just convoluted. And also, I think it's just bizarre because I'm just like, okay. So, you know, I've been more active on TikTok lately, peeps. As you know, that's usually where I hang out most of the time. And yeah, if you're wondering what happened with me on X, oh, don't wonder anymore. I'll get you the lowdown on what's going down. And I'll tell you on the next podcast, and we'll explain my reasons why, of course. So please tune into that one. But other than that, peeps, like I said, yeah. It just was a thought I've been having for a while during the fact that I was having on and off colds. I think I'm getting a bit of a minor resurgence, but it's not as big and flawed as it was during the whole month of December and November. Oh my God, I could barely freaking work on any of my podcasts of me being sick. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst times of the month for me. It's usually that month and freaking November, besides the late end of October, that I get held hostage by the fucking cold, because, you know, the cold is a fucking menace for me. It was such a bitch. And then if it's not that, it's the other fact that it's just cold and I'm just feeling like I'm too cold to even speak on anything. I'm dealing with some cavity issues anyways, peeps. So as you can tell, when people in the weather and cold and cavities, like those Sensodyne commercials talk about, people have an effect on their teeth. So sometimes it makes it hard for them to do stuff or, like, eat, because it's just so much pain going on. And then sometimes it's just unbearable. So, yeah. So, for those reasons, that's why I've been kind of MIA, you know, missing in action, of course, on my podcast. But I'm just being relatable to you about that. Like, who isn't? I mean, if your podcast is, like, you know, popping, like a Joe Rogan or Lovely Tease or anyone else you can think of, like, according to now, the current one, I guess that or the guy named Club Shay Shay and his recent thing with Cat Williams, I would just say, yeah, unless you have that going on for yourself, yeah, it's a little just, you know, just not really doing much for me at this time, but it's okay. I mean, I don't mind not having a lot of people listen. I mean, unless you have the time to, and there's, like, nothing else to speak on or to talk about that you wanted to hear, like, something alternative to, like, your typical, like, curriculum of usual listening habits of, like, what, sensational stuff such as holiday crap, news crap, and then the other crap I can think of, like, dating crap, and the typical world news crap, all this kind of the crap, except just whatever I'm talking about. Except what I'm talking about is something in relation to all those things, but correlated in different kind of perspectives from my own, you know, commentary of my own, you know, what people would call my truth. Well, that and also my speculations too. But anyways, Pete, like I said, I'm just like really just like in just utter awe how it's taking us so long to realize that people are now speaking their so-called truth. And just, you know, just pressing forward in their life, steamrolling into 2024. Okay, I'm going to start saying it like that. Yeah, this is how you can tell. This is the new month of the new year when you still have to, like, even on the 8th day of freaking, or 7th day of freaking January, you're still messing up on what year it is. Even though I just finished putting on both my chalkboards from the kitchen and in my room, the updated new calendar, it still makes me kind of like do that thing where I'm just like, ah, I'm still stuck back in yesterday's, you know, year. It was last month's year. I can't deal with that. But yeah, I'm just telling you people, there is something up when you have all these strange shit things that are just really happening all of a sudden. And will this year be that so-called year of truth? Or will it just be once again, I have to feel, or just another year that's going to carry on by? I mean, this is the actual year. I don't know if I should say this, but I think this might be election year. Either this year or next year, I can't remember. But whatever year that is, I'll have to return you back to another podcast if I do find out that it is this year. So I'll be like, oh crap, this could explain why people are starting to say this is the so-called Aquarius year and suspicion, why they insist that it is what it might may not be, but yeah. I'm just going to check right now, peeps. Okay. Okay, is 2024... a election year. I just want to see it. Oh, it says according to Time Magazine on 22 hours ago on MSN that this year is an election year. Well, no wonder why people are stewing up about the so-called year of Aquarius crap and all this weird shit. That makes sense now. Well, that makes sense, peeps. I mean, I didn't really think of it so much. Okay, I just looked it up. I don't have to make a new podcast about this, by the way. But I'm just saying, if this is going to be the so-called year of Aquarius and all this weird stuff, I just hope that this isn't because people are just, you know, digging out and bringing out their dirty laundry just to, you know, spill all over the floor and everything. Just because it's just part of the momentum and sensationalism for this fucking election year. I really hope it's not that. But I really hope if it is going to be about that truth here and why people are now taking it until this year to spill all the shit ass tea that they need to, you know, beat off their chest and take all their chest, you know, all the fucking, you know, things that they've been bottling up inside, crapping up and building up inside and all that stuff. I really hope it's not because of a fucking election year. This would be so disappointing. This just becomes another momentous year just to build up for sensationalism just for a fucking election. Honestly, I'm not going to be here for that. Like, I am totally not. I'm just here for just what I want to be here with and be done with it, okay? Because I just wish, like, that wouldn't have to be a correlation to that, but I hope. My apologies. That this isn't some idea that this happens every election year where stupid asses just decide out of their own asses, like, oh, we're going to make this so-called year this year because it has to be. Because we say so, because astrology told us so, or because they're just stewing it up for like a grand momentous time just for build-up or something, for like build-up's sake. I really would hate if it turns out to be that way. Because I'm looking forward for truth being spoken. I'm really looking forward for things being exposed. But I don't like it when it coincides with something like an election year, to be honest. Because me, it makes me think it's very suspect. It's not really sincere. It's just for building momentum and propaganda pushing, of course, and to scare tactics to scare people. I really hate that. I really just want it just to be a year like every other year where there's nothing that has to be at the end of the light or end of the whole term. That's really what it really was meant for. I really hope it's not the age of Aquarium just because it's the age of just the election year. I really hope not. But like I said, if there's truths that have to be told, I hope people just remember, you shouldn't wait until technology, you shouldn't wait until a certain year in the astrological charts that's correspond to certain people's lives. And you shouldn't wait, but you should always do it when you're ready, though. When it comes to revealing stuff and truth and anything, please don't be that kind of person. And also don't do it and lap it all together and attach it to something like an election year either, because that is the worst thing you could do. Because then I feel like it just falls from grace, the truth talking, and then it just becomes another subplot to other stupid subplots, and it's just really annoying. And I feel like, you know, if we're going to be about exposing the truth, can we at least expose it not only in a timely manner, but a manner that makes sense? And like I said, when we first had our first handle with the technology, And, you know, with creating the internet and whatever and all this stuff, I'm surprised even then, at the creation of the internet, people didn't even then, you know, take in arms or stride and just say, yeah, well, I think because of how I feel and this and that and blah, 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 this is what I believe I'm going to reveal and stuff. You know, I just really want people to just not do it because it's going to be, you know, part of something else grander. You know, or because it's part of the horoscope or something, or unfortunately, like which we just found out just now, because I just checked on the internet that it says this year unfortunately is an election year, which fucking sucks, major ass balls, and I just don't like it, peeps. I really hate it, but still, that's all I gotta say, peeps. That's really all I gotta say. I just want people to understand. When it comes to truth, guys, please speak it. Don't hold your tongue and just do it. And don't do it because after COVID-19, after the lockdowns are over, and not just because we're during a recession either. It's supposed to be even when times are not like that, you know? That's when truth really should be revealed, even during times that are not in utter turmoil, like in these times that we're in right now. I just want us to normalize at least that, you know? We shouldn't wait until everything's going batshit crazy, you know, down spiraling, crazy Karens fighting people, bitches becoming, you know, unbearable to deal with, which is what I'm talking about when I say bitches, I mean Karens, that are just become unterribly horrible and unbearable to deal with, you know. I just really wish it wouldn't have to be like in a time like this for truth to be suddenly more important to be revealed whatsoever, just because we have a platform like TikTok or Telegram, or in this case, this podcast opportunity from Spotify. I just really wish didn't have to take so long just to expose the truth because of these types of platforms, you know, that we could just have it posted anyways in general, but not because, you know, we were just waiting for the right time and the right moment, you know. I feel like any time is a good moment, and not just during an election year either. And like I said, I just wish people could normalize speaking the truth when it's the right time, but like not wait until like what's happening during our times where everything's just going downhill. I just feel like it's just not fair. Because it's like we're already dealing with a lot of stressful things as it is. Why put more on our plate? You know what I mean? It's just stressful. And that's all I've got to say about it, peeps. Other than that, guys, I'm glad I'm back for another podcast on this deck. Hopefully this one and also the rest of this year. And as always, this is Rosie Says, and I hope to see you on the next podcast that's coming up soon. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. See you next time, peeps. Bye.